the story. The story is the guy in Monroe, one of the guys in the coil, comes over to me. He says, I want to tell you a story of how I met the Torah. And he's a real sweet guy, real elegant guy. And he says, I want to tell you the story of how I met the Torah in my daily life. Because I was asking the chevra, I said, how do you meet the Torah in your life? So I said, let me tell you the story. Today, I got up in the morning, a half hour earlier than I usually get up. First thing I went, I said, I had his bodedus for an hour, had a gewaldige hezbodedus. I went to the mikveh, I davened tefillah b'koyach, I had a rikud after the mikveh, I danced, and then I did all my zdorim. I learned halacha, and I learned gemara, and I learned chassidus. And anyway, I made up with my wife. Today is Thursday, 11 o'clock in the morning. She prepares a list for me to go to the grocery store. And I went to the grocery store and with the list, and I come back with all the peklach. I bring the peklach, I bring it back to the house. And my wife looks through the bags, starts putting away all the stuff. And she goes, David, I just don't believe it again. The most important thing on the list, you forgot. You always forget. And at that moment, I felt I had the best day of Ruchnius that I had the whole week, maybe even the whole month, and maybe even the whole year since Rosh Hashanah. I davened good, I did everything. All of a sudden, with one word, my wife erased everything that I just did, is erased. And then I reminded myself, wait a second, the Rebbe says that when you come to a higher madrega of the Dorei Mala, and you feel connected to Hashem, the tzaddik tells you and he reminds you, Mecha Misa Mapish Pashta. What have you achieved? What have you learned? You're back to the same drawing board. You're not connected. You're nowhere. And what does the Rebbe teach us there? That's the place to say Ayeh, the place of saying, Rebbein Yisroel, I know you're here. I don't know where. So in my head, I'm saying, Rebbein Yisroel, I didn't say anything to my wife. What do you want from me? I did everything right today. What is going on here? I am a Kohen Gadol. Where are you? And then 2 minutes later, my wife tells me, so I asked my wife, what did I forget? And she tells me, the ketchup. I needed the ketchup for cooking. I forgot the ketchup. You forgot the ketchup. And he goes, the ketchup. And he goes into the pantry behind the boxes. He pulls out a bottle of ketchup and he brings it to his wife. And at that moment, he understood Meloy Chalaretz Kevoidei. Because before he went to the grocery, he remembered that in the pantry behind the boxes was a bottle of ketchup. So he knew that he didn't have to buy the ketchup. And that's when I understood that's what the Rebbe is telling us over here. That the Rebbe is telling you that there's always a bottle of ketchup in the pantry that you don't know about. That every time you're challenged with Ayeh, every time you're challenged with a challenge of a confusion where are you, Hashem? I don't feel connected to you. I work so hard to connect to you. And all of a sudden you put me into a challenge where I don't know where you are. I remember that there's a bottle of ketchup behind in the pantry that's Meloy Chalaretz Kevoidei, because Hashem is there. Before, all he wants you to say is Ayeh Mekayim Kevoidei, so that he can give you an answer of Meloy Chalaretz Kevoidei. Life-changing story. Life-changing story, because now you can internalize that everything I'm going through in my life, what is my challenge? My challenge is being able to see Hashem. So the Rebbe is telling you, yeah, because there's two tools. You need a tool of Ayeh when you're challenged to say, I'm in the Dorei Mala, I'm in Mela, I don't know where you are, Hashem. I know you're here, but I don't know where. Reveal yourself to me, because Ayeh Mekayim Kevoidei. And at the moment that I say Ayeh Mekayim Kevoidei, the tzaddik reminds me that Meloy Chalaretz Kevoidei, that the ketchup's in the pantry, you just didn't see it. You didn't know that the ketchup is there. Rebbe's teaching us. The Rebbe's teaching exactly what you're saying, Chaim. But how do I connect to that Hashem? When I connect to the loving Hashem that I'm able to see, Meloy Chalaretz Kevoidei, I feel you. I see you that you're next to me. And then moments later or a day later, I'm finding a place of you abandoned me. How do I connect to that place? So the Rebbe is telling us that the tzaddik, you go back on Tuesday to where you were on Monday, and how do you go back? And how do you keep going through this roller coaster of up and down? So how do we do it? We separate. We say, okay, Monday Hashem loved me. Tuesday Hashem doesn't love me. So you know what? But I have to deal with Tuesday's problem because Hashem's not there right now. So I'm going to deal with it on my own. Of course, I'm asking you, Hashem, please help me out. But I'm going to do it. The Rebbe is saying, no, I have medicine for you, Chaim. I have an antibiotic. I have an antibiotic that if you connect it to the Chacham, that's bringing the makif, the higher makif. Because right now you fell into a lower place that you didn't have the ability to hold yourself with. But understand that the tzaddik is bringing a makif into the world from a higher place that could go down to a lower place, to your lower place, to your darei mata, and give you a new melai chalatz kevaydai, and show you that God is right next to you again. Because the ketchup is in the pantry, you just don't know about it. All you see from the picture is there's no ketchup. But the ketchup is really in the pantry. You just don't know it. Because God is everywhere. It's Meloy. You just didn't reveal it yet. You didn't see it because you're stuck in Aye. Because you're stuck in a place of, what did I do? Everything I did for you, Rabbi Shalom, is now this is what you give me. You're stuck in that place because you don't remember that there is a new Meloy. But the tzaddik, he finds a new Meloy. Because he goes to a new Aye. He goes to a new place that's higher to bring down a new Asoga to the Dari Mata, to the people, to give you a Meloy Chalatz Kivayday. That is beyond. There's no words to express that. Steak, we park. We park in Aye or we park in Meloy. We are not accepting when things don't go a little rough. That's when we accept it only when things are going good. Yeah, thank you, Hashem. Meloy Chalatz Kivayday. You're everywhere. Hashem is here. Hashem is there. Hashem is truly everywhere. I'm in a place of where are you? And I'm angry at you. And I separate. I'm parked. And that's when that virus comes. That's the rush. That's the Masa Kavod. That's the real Rachmanis. Have Rachmanis on yourself. Have Mesiris Nefesh for yourself. Understand that there's a ketchup in the pantry. It's such a Neirah Digavad. The ketchup's in the pantry. You just don't know about it. Because you're seeing the Hastara. And the reason why you're seeing the Hastara, because it's a Makif. And a Makif means I don't know where you are. And Hashem wants me to elevate. And the only way I can elevate is by going through this place of Ayyev. From this place of I don't know that where you are. And I'm saying where you are. And the only way you're going to get to the Malay, because perpetuous pleasure is not pleasure. If it's constant, it needs to be challenged. The challenge needs to be from a place of Aye. That is a revelation. And that is a chizik. And that is a tool. A tool that we have when we recognize that, yes, I want to be Atarei Saladaski Hashem Olekim. I want to connect to you, Rabbi Yisrael. I want to know that even Olekim, everything that I see in Teva, all my struggles, all my problems, all my everything that I see, all my relationships are really messages from you. They're all you. Except that I look at it as people, and how could you do that to me? Because who are you to do that? But you're crazy, and you're this, and you're that. When you just don't get it, that there's a message here, there's a makif here, there's a place of Aye. The Rebbe Hashem wants you to scream Aye Mekayim Kevaydai, so he can give you a new Malay, so he can show you that the ketchup's in the pantry. Is not just talking about the tzaddik, he's talking to each individual, has a bechinas koil, and each individual, if he just connects, that's what he's telling you, connect your makif to your pnim. It, understand, don't separate the makif from the prim. Don't park. That's the whole vart of either parking in Aye or parking in Meloy. When there's a separation, when there's interference between your makif and the prim, and you're not getting light, even if you don't understand your makif, but you know that there's a place that you don't understand, and you're striving for that place, then you're getting the light of that makif into your prim, and you are bechinas koil of kichol b'shamayim v'aretz. And when you have this inyan of makif and prim, then you're talking to your dari mala, your own dari mala, and your own dari mata, and you're giving an Aye and Meloy to both, and that will give Ha'aras HaRatzim, where you're going to tap in to Keser, you're going to tap into the highest place to be able to get the Shefa and Parnosa direct from Hashem without any kind of in-betweens, and it comes straight down to you because you're tapping in to God's will, not just your will. Your will is tapping into God's will. So yes, the Rebbe is giving us the prescription of how we can do it, and of course, the tzaddik is the one who's doing it. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who's doing this. But in order to tap into that loop and link on chain of Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Hayu Shehiyah, into that tzaddik, I need to recognize it in myself that I am working on my das, and that I have to constantly be talking to my friends in Torah and Yerushalayim and giving over the das so I can tap into this place of Achid Shemayim V'aretz to be able to have koil. And when I have koil, I get Ha'aretz HaRatzon. When I get Ha'aretz HaRatzon, I am hitting the lottery. That is living Olam Haba in Olam Hazeh, and that is the goal of Das. And each person on his level. Again, so Das Chaim. Das is, we said, V'adam Yoda Eschava Ishtoi. Rashi says, Tashmish Amita. Das is intimacy. What is intimacy? Connection. Connection to what? connection to godliness. We live in the world of materialism. We don't see God. But yet, we know that there is God because we believe that there is God, because our belief brings us to a place of connection to something that we don't see and we can't prove, yet we know it as if we could prove it. That's called Das. Yediya is something I know and I could prove. Das is something I know, I can't prove, but I know it so much as if I can prove it. Why? Because I'm connected to it. Because I'm able to feel it. I'm able to touch it because I could connect to it. I'm feeling spirituality even though I don't see spirituality. How come sometimes I'm on fire and you're cold and you don't feel anything? Because I'm connected to something deeper behind the screen that you're not connected to. We all see the screen, but can we connect? Do we have Wi-Fi? Do we have a connection to beyond the screen? That's Das. And the levels of Das doesn't end. But the Das is always the same message. One message. Yesh Elikim Shalit Ba'aretz. Ata Reis Ladas Ki Hashem Hu Elikim. Havaya is Elikim. So that is the Das. The Das is that Hashem runs the world. That Elikim, which is Teva, which is, yeah, of course, God created the world. But does He run the world? Does He micromanage the world? Yes. That's our avodah, to reveal more and more Hashem Hu Elikim. What's the words afterwards? The Ein Oid Milvadoi, which means that when we come to that place of Das, we come to the recognition that there is nothing, Ein Oid, there isn't anything in this world, there isn't any part, there's not 1% of me. You know, there's a famous story, they say it on Reichman, that he said that he's 98% of his wealth came from Mazel, and 2% of his wealth, and 1% of his wealth came from skill or Chachma, whatever it is. But from skill, 0% came from Chachma. Zero, 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 zero. Zero, 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 nothing. Nothing is you. Ein oid milvadoi. Nothing is you. Hashem gives you the Das. And the thing, and Memela, you got to this thing, it's not you. Nothing is you. Nothing, nothing, nothing. We are puppets on a string. What we think that we're the ones making the movie over here. No, we are being pulled from up and above. The choices that we make are our choices, yet the results are Ein Oid Milvadoi. Everything is Hashem. There is nothing, and that is the Das. That is the Tachlis over here of what we're getting to understand, and the tools to be able to know what Das is this two avoiders here, to know that when I'm confused and I'm challenged and I'm in a place of ayay, I scream, I am a Kohen Gevoide. And then the Eibishter shows me Meloichel Aretz Gevoide. He shows me that the ketchup was there the whole time and it was the best for me, and that He always was looking out for me, but I got mistaken because I went into ayay, and instead of saying, Hashem, I know you're here, where are you? I'm paskening, you're not here. And when I paskin that you're not here, that's when I'm separating my das. That's when I'm cutting off the Wi-Fi. That's when I'm not connecting to the divinity that there is within the challenge, to the spirituality that there is in the challenge, which is only going to be for my benefit, but I don't see it. So if I don't see it and I don't understand it, my ego gets involved and separates me from my Wi-Fi connection to my das. Says the Rebbe, but if you say ayay, if you just say, I know you're here, I just don't know where, that is going to give you a new melodi where the Rebbe Shem is going to answer you and tell you the ketchup's in the pantry. The Chosin is going to say, Arei Ad Mekudesh Esli. What's the next words?
Moshe of Israel.
Kedas. Moshe, what does it mean? What's the Moshe of Israel? That you're going to go through ups and downs. The Chosin is telling his wife, life is going to go through a Darei Mala and a Darei Mata. But we're going to have the Das of Moshe and Yisroel, that Moshe gave the Das, the Klal Yisroel, of what? That there's an Ayah and there's a Meloi. There's a place of Moshe, which is Ayah, and there's a place of Yisroel, which is Meloi Chalaz Gevodah. And as long as we are going to be Mekadosh ourselves together with this Das of Darei Mala and Darei Mata, of Ayah and Meloi, that's going to be the Kedushin, that's going to be the Kiyum. The Kiyum, so the bracha is that this couple, this couple, you know, this just came right now, it's downloaded. This came this second. But I'm just saying that the you can say, yeah, say, if Das is separated to a Makif and a Pnim, to an Ayay and Meloi, and Moshe represents the Dorei Mala, and Yisrael represents the Dorei Mata, so when we are being Makadish, the Isha was saying, I know we're going to go through times of Dorei Mala, and we're going to have times of Dorei Mata. So Moshe and Yisrael. So I'm telling you that when we give each other the place of Ayah and the place of Malayim, remind us that the Eibishter is everywhere. Yisrael is because Yisrael, Afal Pishachot Yisrael. Yisrael means it's not based on my Maisim, it's not based on my merits. I am Kedushas Yisrael. So even when I'm in the lowest place of my life, in the biggest challenge of my life, I'm Yisrael. That's the message of Das. Das means that I'm able to sustain myself in the high, like Moshe Rabbeinu, when I'm high and connected, and when I'm low and I feel disconnected, I'm Das. I have the connection of Meloich Halotz Gevaydeh, which is the place of Yisrael.